Friday, June 4th, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Friday's rally began Thursday night when the European model went dry for June 13th through July 13th. December corn gapped higher at 7 p.m. on the hourly chart and never looked back. Corn exports came in above trade expectations. The 2021 weather rally appears to have begun. We still hold 25% of our old crop, corn and soybeans, and have made no new crop sales. Let's focus on new crop corn's lack of any weather premium. There was a really good feature published on the University of Illinois' FarmDoc website by University of Illinois ag economist Joe Jansen. He does a historical study of early weather risk premiums in new crop corn and considers whether current new crop corn futures offer such a premium. His methodology was to compare pricing opportunities relative to December futures from the first week of June through the first week of December from 2000 through 2020. He found that new crop corn futures prices are indeed higher on average during the growing season than at harvest. December corn futures prices were on average 12% higher the first week of June than the first week of December. As for the current situation, he writes, suppose, for example, we expect the price of December 2021 corn futures contract to be $5.50 at delivery in early December, but as of June 2nd, December is $5.25, a 25% discount. That means that those who take long positions at $5.25 are compensated 25 cents to take the risk that instead of $5.50, December futures might go even lower instead. In other words, Jansen acknowledges that there's not always a weather premium to price expectations. Sometimes futures are actually at a discount to old crop to tight supply high price years, when the conventional wisdom is that stocks are sure to increase in the new crop year, even with only trend line yields. Ironically, his work shows years like this one are precisely the kind that can lead to very big rallies at the very first hint of trouble for new crop yields. What Jansen also found out is that when weather premiums are offered, they typically peak in June on weather worries or scares, and then subside so long as the growing season weather actually unfolds well enough to assure at least average yields. He also found that July-August prices usually trend one way or the other. He also found the biggest price changes, up or down, occur in July and August, and are relatively minor from the end of September to December. He offered a graph showing new crop corn futures were on average 7% above December prices in the prior December and rise to an average 12% higher by early June, with a maximum premium over the 20-year study of 24% higher in June than come December. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The biggest observation I'd have after reading this article, however, is that current December futures offer no weather premium at all, even though we do face a very tight stocks and higher than normal price risk from anything less than very good yields. USDA pegged the average farm price for 2021-22 at $5.70 in the May WASD report. The three-year average mid-October basis for the Western Corn Belt is 15 under December, and for the Eastern Corn Belt, 10 under December. That would imply December futures of 580 to 585 as the futures equivalent of the USDA's 570 average farm price, even if their trend line yield is 179.5. Yes, there was some weather premium at May highs, but certainly not now. To the contrary, December remains at a big discount to old crop. We actually have a no weather risk discount in December futures at current prices. I added to my December corn futures longs Thursday night on the opening. Trade insiders told me that the initial trade talks between our U.S. trade representative and China went very well. Political relations with China are not likely to reset altogether, but they could improve in the early going of the Biden administration if China attempts to build goodwill with large import purchases. It would be thought favorable to agriculture if the U.S. government pressures China to complete the required market reform and fulfill the purchase commitments laid out as part of the Phase 1 trade deal. As we well know, China has indeed been buying very aggressively. It's also important to remember that Phase 1 was a two-year deal, with purchase targets prescribed for each year, 2020 and 2021. The 2020 pandemic that disrupted China's economy and trade badly is largely responsible for 2020 sales falling short of the target. China's still behind on phase one, but catching up quickly. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.